爪やシェボーエイヒナナオマミラチチセンウミルワヒナナオマOh my God, there is no one who can give me hope than you, Lord. Because there's only one reason. The reason is that you have the power. Asa se tu me ashebo isa what is so.The strength, he has the energy, he has everything to give you hope. Amen. Me pamu chwa mantina, me mantina si. Ye mumpaye. Eradiada si. Oh my God. Thank you for your presence, O Lord. Thank you for your presence, O Lord.Maya Rade Epa Maya Medi No So Yea Anio Medi No Quare Erade Maya Messe Maya.Medi Obasha no so Aquanio Medi no quare Meraduna Mayan Yamitsumi Ashava Nimoya Oma Tuimo Metsujo Makawase Shema Ama Nemu Oto Jesus. Ya bom pai wa Yesu Kristo di mu di aho sha wo sa. Erade ya be ya wo peda se ne wa sam e kan se da ya dwum e kan. Erade enkwani owu mu erade ya bom pai wa Yesu dinum sa ye be koso aye wo pe. Ye be tena wo na se da. If he say wa sam se oh Father you are the God of the living. In the name of Jesus. We thank you so much and we bless you for today.As I speak, O God, your word to your people, I pray in the name of Jesus that may you speak through me, O Lord, to your people, O God, that let your word, O God, be heard and may it transform our lives to the glory of your name. In Jesus' mighty name, Amen. Amen. Oh, and then that 1 hour can home. It's more amen when you do. Hallelujah.Amen. Once I will call a night shift to the riding car. Hallelujah. Every second, 1 hour, I can home. It be a 13 hours, it be a 9 hours. Odd numbers. A radima, what do you see, Dima? Amen. Good. Let the radia say. And as summer, when you uncle pound them, you pay you for so they are doing a neno, or see the God.Of the living at Yasifo Nyame. Hallelujah. So what Yasia Tiamu say, Amen. Hallelujah. Atiasifo nyame, the God of the living. Amen. Nami koye adwuma na si hom bi. Na nami nemi ofa na ye adwuma ofa bi ni wen. Aha. Me starti ya ofa starti sri. Ofa ya bremu. Hallelujah. Na nasi hom no na broni bi wo. I'm sending dinner to Daniel or something. Na me run fee no because of a fee bi ana me ni di. Near 7 to 3. And he bought 12 o'clock. No, I shall see a kind. No, about Kojo. Three more. It's like 3 hours near Pong. What can I bought one? Kojo. 2 more. A ball. 1 more. 2:30. It was 30 minutes more. No kind. And it's Missouri SS. I said, yeah. And your time, you're punching in, and I'm a smart starting kind. And you're punching in, and I'm a corner home. Say, Daniel, how many more? Also, too many to count. Hallelujah. About 8, my son, corner, Daniel, how many more? Say, could you? I said, too many to count. On the other 12, no? Before 12, no, you're too many to count. Hallelujah. The American cousin in an essay. Abraboimu, Yeshebri Biasia. We are looking to the end of it. Yeshebri Biasia. That time I'll be punching in. Oh, punching in. No. Now I shall see a kind. If you are our own canon, Cassia, to say any of Madame Funono or Canon. Then so now we can dream. See, she, the Ben at 3, Bebo. My year 3 to 11, so she had been 11 before. 9 to 7, then I said, I'm crabby. 11 to 7, yeah. About 3, echo 4, 4:30, more or not. A honey, your friend, a radi Jimmy. Hallelujah. A radi, I'm a more assembly. Then you start counting to the end of the shift. Now, Ujina clock no ho na wo punch pe wo punch ya se abinde me ka. Hallelujah. Just say you have done with a shift, so you are waiting to be paid. And in Chabrabo Muno, everything that we start, we are always looking at how it's going to end. Madame Fubi, Ebaha, Unyavisa, Ebai, now by and also, hey, could you watch our power? As soon as I made him so. Also, me the adventure. 3 months, pepe. Me boy, now tribute me 200. What's this thing, you know? It's 3 months, no man. Maybe me think they're going to assassinate me. I said, I'm going to be 3 months. 3 months, no, see, I'm going to say, Cabra, we're not 3 months now, so. Now, we're going to be. Yeah, we're going to be 6 months. Nature say, "Wapim suko." They drew 6 months, no. Sabrani they know I started to have bills. Now bills, we say 3 months. They nature say, "Wabe now been changed." Nature say, "Bills ni ni munti no." Eja ya support to kakra kakra munti no. Wasisi ni bibia. 6 months ni do ya na me call. So kabra unia 6 months ni drew. Yeah, seni ayi they want have me only 2 years. Just a bill, so that's that. Bum, Menu Casa, or that's why. Hallelujah. Or that's why. And Jesus said, You mean me, son, baby, because my own self, I have been so young. We are looking to how it's going to end. Sir, and Anna, Jesus Christo, and so, and in a swing for no, no, Matthias. So let us keep this in mind as we move on. Let us keep this in mind as we move on. Luke chapter 20, verses 27 to 40. Or 27 to 38, that's what we read, but I take it to 40. It was the Sadducees that came to Jesus Christ to ask him this question. Asema no mpesa mo kanyina ne se. Ewu sori akura. Tumi bi anim. Ewu sori akura bi ni ho. All that they were trying to say is that there is nothing like resurrection. So, why are we talking about resurrection? This was about 2 weeks before Jesus Christ was going to be crucified. So he was talking about resurrection. He kept telling them about the fact that he would die and will rise up again. He kept preaching about the resurrection. So the Sadducees, who do not believe in resurrection, tried to corner Jesus in a way. And the only way they thought was so smart for them to do it is to bring in marriage. Because they knew that marriage is so dear to the heart of people. So they thought, oh, we're going to wow Jesus. We're going to trick him and see if we can get him. Hallelujah. They were talking about marriage. They picked a lot about marriage because they knew that it was something that was on their hearts. But they chose the wrong person to engage in this kind of argument, because he is Christ the God. Hallelujah. So Christ ended this argument by telling them that the man or the God that we are talking about is the God of the living. Hallelujah. Knowing that this time, his time is short, Jesus allows his leaders to confront him, and they have come with questions. They just came to entrap him, but it didn't work. The Sadducees are different from the Pharisees. The Pharisees are more of a largest religious group in Judea, but the Sadducees were more political in nature. They used let's say religion to gain political prominence in Rome at that time. Ntino omo de omo de omo de nyamsum tete chiri kakra no omo de e kwaji position. Ntino omo de omo niema sa no, they did not believe in resurrection and all that. But Jesus, knowing who they are, met them at the place where he was supposed to meet them. In the book of Deuteronomy, a provision is made for the perpetuation of the family. And it's no minimum sad story, no say. So, Beme Wua, Nasa Wangu, Oninere, Nasa Wangu, Pa, Nimia Befa, no minimum sad, Samina. And in Chomko for free ho. And I'll say there was a family with the 7 brothers. And Omuku kan san san semnina. The point is that you can say for sure whose wife she will be. The Sadducees' questions like this shows that they consider to be not believing in life after death, as I said earlier on. They did their best to get Jesus to understand the fact that life after death is just a fallacy. Because I'm gonna try ask and come catch the Jesus say, "Where you are, no we fini ho." Me jini say yansu, yamu bi owa yansu yakikan san samno. Adekemo she umami chuchabi. Hallelujah. You live once. Just yesterday, I was working with somebody, and that person made that same statement. Yeah, you leave once. Let me enjoy. Hey, I will tell you, mommy. So Jesus was responding to a question that to him did not make sense. But it opened up to a more serious conversation and a more serious thought. He told them that they were making an error. Omo yam from Swase, Nyankupona, Omo Jidis, Omo Kanawasem. They are limiting the power of that God. Say, to me, a papa no kura, O Nyankupon kura, said, yeah, what will Krobeti me and Yanen or no? They were limiting that. They had heard stories about Jesus raising the dead. But why would they go to Jesus about this? Abusia and Pebebrewa, we do the same thing. We question God so many times about so many things. And all these questions are just the fact that we are undermining the power of God to solve these problems for us. Nansu ye baby san sembebre. Wo yesa na wo kase awradi ni to me. If you do that, you are saying that God has no power. But in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 19, it says, your dead shall live. Together with my dead body, they shall arise. Hallelujah. They shall arise in the name of Jesus. They shall arise. So Jesus in Exodus chapter 3 verse 6 also said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Jesus identified this way. He says, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He did not say that I was the God of your father. But he said, I am the God of your father. Which means that to Jesus, to us human beings, we see that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are dead. But to him, Jesus, they are not dead. They are alive. It is seven all catcher when you understand. He made that in one statement. He said, I am the God. Which means that they are still present. They are still present with him. He sees them. He knows them. He knows where they are. But yeah, ni panun ye who baby omu wa. But onu nyanku pon ye. Or si dey, I am the God of your father. He did not say I was. So this is an indication that there is an age that we should always be looking for. In the world, we always talk about the age. So this is our age. We talk about the past. And we talk about the present. Ye kamra chum ena yed ye breni ena mra chum me wofa sibi ye mami chani chadye biya abusya. Many abofrey kasana mi yeka bibi sana amse. I think I made mention of the 60s or 60s and 70s. Oh baby, us oh wafa. Benjamin Breno, the tradiano. Hallelujah! I gave that child a knock on the head. Oh Benjamin Breno, we are not woman in that sacrassing. There are some now came. Yeah Breno, and I cast a phone now when you meet teenagers so when you meet that home. I tried to teach them that yes, they had their age, and this is our age. But hardly do we talk about the age that is about to come, the age that is ahead of us. Say, you were mira etremu, na you were bra Hallelujah. If we are talking about the past or the age in the past, and we are talking about the age in which we are today, then definitely there is an age that is ahead of us. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says that our God is the God of the past, is the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Hallelujah. So there is an age ahead of us, but we don't talk about it. And this is what Jesus was driving their minds to. That, hey, you are talking about Abraham. Yes, you are talking about the age that is past. And you are trying to bring that, you are trying to call that into your age right now. But I'm trying to let you know that there is another age ahead of you. And in that age, no one dies. Hallelujah. And me na chomuno. And no de nipa wu. Yebremu nipewu nan so sabre na me kanu o nyankopon Yesu Kristo ka kire nse sabre no de obi anwu. Hallelujah. Efri se oye onyame a oye atiasefu onyame. Hallelujah. He is the God of the living. And if he is the God of the living, then it means no one dies in his eyes. Hallelujah. That is why a time will come when he will raise the dead, and the dead will come to him. Hallelujah. Because he's not a God of the dead, he's the God of the living. Hallelujah. Are we ready to get to that age? Hallelujah. But there's a better age ahead of us, there's a better time ahead of us, there's a better place ahead of us that we all should fight and go and have life with our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It has become common in this Western literature to portray that when humans die, they become like angels. It is a wonderful life. Sending an up a Bible verse, Nick, or say, yes, scriptures make it very clear that the angelic realm was created by God, very distinct from this. From the one that the world is creating now. Say nipan wu a wabe danit is all above for. Hallelujah. None in them. Yes, we call them angels because of the good things they did in the world. Yampen yin fuwa si tekreman pro. Sa su na unyuma su empro wa sa si su unyuma ebe diwe chi. And inti ni a friend is say, eh bia we die uwi die o yo above for. If you send a new ma, yeah, the new ma power, yeah, the power, boa, woman, yeah, the yinano, edina chi, washe, nipa bebre, afunuma, or boa, nipa bebre, woman, yam, one, you know, boa, woman. So that is why we consider them as angels. But the angelic realm was created by God. So now, let us talk about the marriage. Why did they bring about marriage in this whole issue? Jesus was not trying to tell them that marriage was not important, was not trying to bring down marriage. Then yes, yes, answer our demand, woman, and then yes, we'll boot our dear son in tia. Hey, our dear, de, hallelujah. Our dear, de, yes, marriage is nice. Yeah, I imagine some of you, like me, enjoying marriage. Hallelujah. I can imagine you under 40, you might think, hey, marriage is nice. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to worry. I'm not worry. Hey, you see, I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to worry. Hallelujah. Would you come to our dear? Amen. Don't take Jesus out of your marriage. Bring Jesus into your marriage and you will enjoy it. Hallelujah. And that is what Jesus was also talking about. That through marriage, I can do many things. Through marriage, things that are dead will come back to life. Through marriage, things that people think that is gone can come back to life. Jesus was trying to strengthen the covenant of marriage again. by saying that even if the marriage is dead, I can bring it back to life in the name of Jesus. Say nipa na wo wu no amoka no asem no sa nipa no me o nyankopon metimi anyane no na mom bebia wo bekọ no eho no obi nware enti aha ene yware ni eduru ho a obi nware. Hallelujah. So enjoy your marriage. If you see through heaven, me who are you, I make us a high number trim. And I guess I Uncle Buffo, a hunny Rebecca high. How do you want to mean, baby? Amen. Uncle Buffo, what's everyone will be with the Father. We will have a wonderful time with God. We will enjoy so much. It is an age that we should prepare ourselves in getting into. Yabra, what say ye nyina ye boa ye ho say ye beden. Ye be kwantina me chance ye no me ka say madam fo no ye clocking in pen wa chance e kan. Na me bisa wo say wo so wa chance e kan ana. Wa chance e kan, have you started counting the number of days, the number of years that you are ready to go and meet your maker? In the name of Jesus, are you ready? Are you preparing yourself that should Jesus come today? Are you ready to go in the name of Jesus? Yes, Subana, Ebusia Subako, and I say, Wonko. We worry so much about things in the world right now. There is a lot of human drama that is taking up all our mind. But when Jesus raised these two qualities, he made it clear that the body will vanish and go, but there's a better place. Hallelujah. He had a body that could touch and could be touched. The body that could eat, but also there was a different body. A body that could enter through doors. A body that could enter through closed doors. In the name of Jesus. Now, then, Jesus can you say, Semi Womua, a son, Semia, me and Yanko Pona, me ye at Yasifon Yanko Pono. Oh, say a probing popua to a mean Yanko Pome, ye at Yasifon Yanko Pono. Bet me a beer pronama, if you say me, Sapon on me, Bamwa, me, Mokoko, Sapon on me, Bamwa, me, Fasafuana Bam. I don't have to hold on key to keys to enter that door that has been closed to you. I have the keys. I have the power. I can enter that door without any key in the name of Jesus, because I am the God of living. Hallelujah. Sometimes we worry so much that we limit the power of God. Abu Sadia na asemi ekan nyina ne se asemi fapim nyina ne se, do not limit the power of God. Onyami to me your idea nyina. Hallelujah. And it na asama Sadducees no adi bra Yesu no na de om person am kan nyina se enti Yakobo ade obetimi aye. They were trying to bring a puzzle to which they think that it was going to be very difficult for God himself, the one him who made that law, to solve that problem. But they were limiting the power of God. I come to you today with the word of God that do not limit the power of God. Onyami to me ya di nara. Hallelujah. We have a God. He's the God of the living. Hallelujah. If your finances is dead, I come to you to say that, oh, we serve a God of the living. If you have the belief in him, if you have the faith in him, oh, that finances that is dead will come back to life in the name of Jesus. How much does the unborn child understand life outside of the womb? Abofra, oshe yefunu mu. Waya dan noti ewiase asemase, onti ase. Just as distant sound of voices and the sensation of limited movement. And one oti. Em so yefunu e ma menu beka no bebre ya kiren. Say well say okay go wo sunen je so what to say. It will be any pebby yiddy, and I send him, mammy, and I come at dinner or per se, mammy, who could be bankuno no sooner be dear. Hallelujah. Abusia, so is the same thing that we are experiencing now. We are in the womb of this world. There is an age that is like the world to us right now, that is beyond our sensation, that is beyond our sight, that is beyond our imagination. And that world can only be explained to us by Jesus Christ. It is only the word of God that can break down that world unto you. Work yourself up to that salvation and believe that God can do anything. That day is coming. That day is coming. That day is coming in the name of Jesus. That day is coming, and we are waiting that day. A voice is coming, a tender, a sound, an echo is coming, that we hear the presence of Jesus Christ that we've been waiting for. Oh, the Lord, we are waiting for you. We've been waiting for you for years, and that day has finally come. The one whose image we bear, the one whose mark we bear, is finally here. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Abusia, one of the reasons why I love sound, good sound, that I fight for good sound in the church and everywhere I go, is because God loves sound. Hallelujah. Onyame epe sound. Because onyame epe sound da. And kaonka say Jesus Christ ba trumpets never dey be kind. Hallelujah. He says in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the sound. So we are waiting for that sound, the trumpets. Hallelujah. So God loves sound. That is why the second coming of Christ is going to be preceded by sound. So we are waiting for that sound. Abeni be bomu pe, hallelujah. Enche abeni be bomu ne bomu. Oh my God. Ya ya tia se sabreno. Sabreno. Oh nyankupon be faye na wodiya kobia bia eye den. Etnia na babia eye de, hallelujah. Na no no kasa abeni bomu ne po woma wa shefom no. Obenyane womo. Because he is the God of the living. Hallelujah. He is the God of the living. What is death in your life? I'm not only talking about physical death. I'm talking about spiritual death also. I'm talking about emotional death. I'm talking about financial death. Everything. Oh, that if you invite Jesus into your life right now. Yes, the second coming is when he's coming to judge us. He's coming to judge us and bring us to the heavens. But today also we can call him to come into our midst. Hallelujah. Yet me friend money by ya brabum. Yet me friend money by wadienum. Yet me friend money by busianum. Yet me friend money by oh oba. No be buying. Sabre dear ya friend so wamra. No oba be buying. I will use the dinamo. Ne bra beni be bum no be banny dear oba. No be buya thing. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Call him. Call him and he will answer in the name of Jesus. Friend of the Biam, friend no beba. Ewo Jesus Christo dinamo. Ewo Jesus Christo dinamo. Ewo Jesus Christo dim. Who is worthy of heaven? Everybody is worthy of heaven. Don't count yourself out. All you need, if you think that your nature has been so sinful, all you need is to go to him, go to Christ, and ask for forgiveness of sin. Plead for his mercy, because we are all worthy of heaven. Hey, don't do that. There's only one human being, only one human being who was ever worthy of heaven. That's Jesus Christ. I don't know the end yet. But us, we are worthy because of Jesus. Hallelujah. Senye Yesu obaya. Enka binu mienu. Enka yensene yonfatase. Sabrena ebana meka huasamno. Kiebe komubi. But because of his salvation, because of his righteousness, we are living off of his righteousness. So that is why I am saying that if only you will humble yourself and go to Jesus and plead for mercy and plead and ask him to cover you with his grace and mercy, you are also worthy of heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, sorry to me, Nunti. Messenia, no bay, nya qua bay, fifi, nya, fi, fibe, swaba. Oh, sorry. I did not come to tell you a story. I came to tell you something that is real. I came to tell you something that is fantastic. It is not a fairy tale. It is not a story as people say over there. But it is real. It is going to happen. It is going to happen in the name of Jesus. It is going to happen. If this God that he was prophesied of came, Jeremiah and all these people, Isaiah prophesied about him and it came to pass. What about the words that he himself spoke? So Elijah, Isaiah, and your different di kano, e kano huwa sema sema okanye no ebemoa. Na nye diyonu Yesu Kristo nankasa kan se meko na mesama ba. Why are you arguing? Why don't you believe that? It is going to happen. It is going to be possible. The Savior will come. He will come and save us. Resurrection is real. It is real. Because our God is the God of the living. And into Ujidia, Adenti, and Aonimi, Yenunina, Usutrasin Yamompaye, Yenkanchera, they say. Erade se wo sori abre no dua erade home mabbo home mabbo kumasa fo mabbo ewo Yesu Kristo di mo. Begin to pray and ask God for forgiveness of sin. If there's anything that you think will block you from receiving the resurrection, Father, we thank you so much for this word. We pray, oh God, that Lord, because of the power of resurrection that you demonstrated unto us, Lord, we know, oh God, that this power, oh God, will be transferred unto us also. And we pray, oh God, that on that day, Lord, may we have the chance to be with you. Now and forevermore, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Enti mi pacho. Mi damasi. Mi pacho. She na wa anyese madam fono. No anko kase. There's too many to count. Hallelujah. If it's a brain, I swear we radin shraw. Amen.